Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, Barter Arbitrage 2.0 students to be? We got a live student on the phone tonight. It is September 15th, 2013. And this one's really interesting. David Ostagoy is on the line with us, and he is going to discuss his involvement in the original Barter Arbitrage and talk about a really awesome, badass deal he did with a really nice luxury house. Back at you in about 3 seconds. There we go. What's up, peeps? I told everybody when we put this product back out after it was held hostage from me, my stats have been held hostage from me. It's just been a bad situation all along. I was going to turn lemons into, I guess, lemonades. It's a bad cliche, but it's the best I can come up with after watching Breaking Bad. Walt is going crazy on that show. But I'm still rooting for him. Anyway, as I told everybody, about 3 years ago, maybe longer, we put out a product called Barter Arbitrage, endorsed by the legendary Jim Straw, among Alan Says from the Warrior Force, just a myriad of some of the top marketers. And it became the top-selling product of all time in regards to exploiting a very secretive billion-dollar industry we call barter trade. And it was a massive product. I mean, it was not what you'd call a real cheap product. I mean, it was $297. I have a guy on the line now, Dave, who actually was one of the original buyers back 3-some years ago. I can't believe that where the time flies. But he's from Los Angeles. And as I told a lot of you in these audios, there's a lot of different ways you can take advantage of the 10 techniques in this course. Some of you want to cash convert, buy high, sell low. Some of you want to leverage and just pick up stuff for pennies on the dollar. And what Dave actually did, and I'm going to introduce him here in a second, and this is an actual real student. He wasn't an affiliate, and he's not a shill. He actually paid for this product, and he spent the $297, which is a lot more than you people are going to be paying on the relaunch, which is going to include everything the first one had, but even more hours. And as Dave will tell you, it'd probably take a lifetime to go through the first product. There's probably 35 hours of audio, but they're pretty essential. Dave, how are you, brother? I appreciate this. We've been trying to do this and work around each other's schedule, and I really appreciate you coming on to talk about the product and your experience.
Yeah. How's it going? Thanks for having me. It's really cool to talk to you.
Well, man, it's been a long time. You must have purchased Barter Arbitrage. You purchased the product originally back when we launched it, I would say about 3 years ago. Is that about right? That sounds...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to learn about, you know, bartering and all that, and I heard a lot of your blog talk radios, and it sounded like a really cool thing. So the second that you put it up for sale, because first I think you tested it out on the Warrior Forum, which I didn't get a chance to.
You sold out on the Warrior Forum, right. Alan Says actually gave me an opportunity to teach barter, which I just was shocked because that's really not the place you would expect it to be taught on an internet marketing forum. And he gave me and Sylvia Roth 2 weeks on that forum. He's only done that twice in the history of the forum. And we ran that and sold it out pretty quick. And because of the popularity we came across, and of course, as you know, the launch took a lot longer because the product was so massive. But I would like to talk about one specific case study that you did, which I think is just badass. And I'm going to post the photos up there. But you actually used the techniques in Barter Arbitrage to rent a house that is just I don't know, how do you describe that house? I'm looking at the pictures of it right now. But explain to people where it was, the quality of this particular house, how much it would rent for if you had to pay cash money, and then let us know how much you actually probably really paid for it in real money using the techniques of Barter Arbitrage.
Yeah, no problem. The way I started was I started going to garage sales. I was buying a ton of stuff for really, really cheap. And I was talking to you before that I found this really, like, ugly Elvis wall clock that said
yeah.
Aloha from Hawaii. And it was so ugly, I ran out of money at the garage sale. I was trying to borrow a dollar from my wife, and she wouldn't give me a dollar because she thought the clock was so ugly.
Yep.
So anyway, I talked her into it, got the ugly wall clock for a dollar and put it on iTex, and I believe I got like 100 iTex for it in return.
You got 100-to-1 return on it, and other than the commission, you are off to the races on that. And that's something we discuss, how the different worlds. You've got the cash world, and then you've got the trade world, and you can often get these type of markups. So you basically turned a dollar into $100 of purchasing power. How did the house come about? I know you did a lot of these, type of trade deals, and you started accumulating trade dollars. And then I don't know if this was the honeymoon you never had or couldn't, or maybe it's a second one, but at some point you came across one of these real luxury houses that are available on the barter exchange. Tell us a little bit about
that. Yeah, exactly. My wife and I, we were planning a trip to Sonoma, and we've been in that neighborhood before. The first time we went to Napa, and we stayed in a hotel that was, Motel 6 type of motel.
Right.
Nothing, glamorous or anything. So our next trip going out there, I wanted to stay in a place that was a lot nicer. So I started searching on iTex and found this house, this crazy 9-bedroom house.
Yeah, and I will be posting pictures of this on the site that you sent me on this. So.
Yeah, and this house was just crazy looking. So I got in touch with the lady, and I asked how much it was going for, and she told me it usually goes for $1,000 a day cash, but she's doing $1,000 a day iTex. So
let me stop you right there. So basically, this house, and believe me, when people see it, a house that rents for $1,000 cash, you got it for $1,000 iTex, and as we've already discussed, for $1, you created $100, right, on that one silly trade with the Elvis clock. But what would you say, how many days did you stay there, Dave?
We were there for 3 days.
Okay, so that's $3,000 cash the normal person would have had to spend. How much in real money with fees and everything do you think that $3,000 really cost you?
Yeah, with fees and all that type of stuff, I would say maybe it came out to about, realistically, probably about $400 in actual money.
So a $2,600 savings, and for $400, I know hotels in South Beach that you wouldn't even get a room for $400, a hotel room.
Exactly, so, and that was 3 nights too. So
exactly. And that is one of the things you aren't looking, and this is why I'm saying I think you would agree that if people stop the linear thinking and open up their mind, it's not always just about making money. That money saved is money earned. That was $2,600. I doubt it sounds like you weren't going to go out and spend $3,000 cash to do this, but by doing it through iTax, every other sucker's paying, $1,000 a day. But believe me, I'm surprised it only went for $1,000 a day. That was an incredible piece of property. To come out and really, when it's all said and done, about $400 for what the cash-paying world would pay $3,000 for, that's the type of arbitrage we're talking about. And I know she was probably happy too. And again, the pictures are going to be posted up on the site. It was a stunning house, and it was incredible.
Yeah, and it was funny too, because I don't have direct evidence of it, but the rumor was that Obama went there one time and stayed a week or something like that. So it kind of goes to show how awesome of a house it is, if that rumor is true.
And my point about all this is, what people don't understand is, when you deal with perishables or things that have space and time, people would rather somebody's asking, why would anybody take trade instead of the cash? Well, they would prefer the cash, but it you have two choices. You can let the house sit empty and get nothing if there's no one there to rent it that day, or you can take the trade dollars. And these type of, and especially here like in Florida, there are luxury houses all the time. And I mean, I actually put a couple up in Reddington Beach in a condo for 2 months at $2,500 ITEX a month. That's what it rented for. And my total cost on that was probably around $550. You just can't beat it. I mean, that's so for people who just want to use the program for that. I mean, again, you're a classic case study. You actually did, and you did that pretty early in the course. Would you recommend, now you know that we're updating the course with a whole lot of other stuff that doesn't even involve ITEX. I want, especially my international people, a lot of people can't get in, but overall, what would you say that the product did deliver or over-deliver? I mean, there's so much junk out there. Would you say that you would, I mean, would you recommend this product to other people just as it is now, not to mention what's coming?
Oh, yeah, definitely. As a matter of fact, I still listen to your audios that you did, you know, 3 years ago. So I have them on my iPhone, and, you know, if I'm traveling or whatever, you know, I pop them on periodically, and it starts sparking those ideas and coming up with stuff.
Sure.
And, I mean, to be honest, when I got the product, the only reason why I wanted it was just to have fun and learn the bartering
right.
you know, industry. I just wanted vacations and cool
yeah,
stuff
right.
like that.
Exactly.
So,
And that's absolutely fine. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. A lot of people use it simply just as a way to save cash on stuff. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Like I said, if you can go take a vacation, I'm going to be taking my dad up to Helen, Georgia, where there's some really good trout fishing, and we located a house that rents for about $1,500 a week right on one of the most prestigious golf courses. And there are many weeks that are available on trade on ITEX, and rather than shell it out $1,500 cash, I'll be into it for about $200. I mean, again, you could, you know, a couple nights of Motel 6 would eat you up on that. So, I appreciate the fact that you stuck around. You were one of the first guys, and that was a really cool deal. And like I said, the pictures blew me away. I thought, man, it didn't. Like I said, I was a little surprised it only was going for $1,000 cash, and that was an inflated number. And those are the type of things you look for. And again, they're not out there every day, but if you pay attention every day, deals like that are out there. And that was a hell of a – I'm sure you and the missus had a hell of a time on that.
Yeah, definitely. And it was funny because the next-door neighbor, they had this really crazy house too. But
right.
I guess their hobby was they collect animals. So they had a camel. They had a zebra. So it was just like a zoo right next to the place. And, yeah, it was really, really cool. And, yeah, I really want to go back, actually.
Well – you know what? I'm running out of time. I appreciate you taking the time because I know you're busy and my schedule's screwed up. But, Dave, I want to thank you. This is, again, this is a guy who purchased originally 3 years ago, and we are now on today's date, September 15, 2013. And, brother, I appreciate it. And continued success. And if you need anything, just give me a holler, and you will be getting the updated course for free because you're an original member, and I promised you guys no upsells. So I hope everybody takes advantage of it. Thank you, Dave. As far as everybody else, Barter 2.0 will be out in October. Until then, may you live to see the dawn, may all your dreams come true, and may you always remain forever young. Stay legendary, everybody. Keep checking into barterarbitrage.com. There's a ton of free stuff up there that is really good. Thanks, Dave. Good night.
Good night.